State lawmakers are due back at the Capitol today following a recess for Easter and Passover. Before that, legislators passed a budget that contained numerous non-spending items like free public college tuition for some middle-class students and an expansion of ride-hailing services. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt takes a look at what, if anything, lawmakers still need to do before adjourning in June.
The Senate and Assembly are scheduled to meet for around two more months this year, but Governor Cuomo, speaking a week after the budget was approved in early April, told reporters that there isn't really much left to do.
You know, the budget did so much work for us virtually, if you go back to the state of the state and look at the priorities that I listed, you're going to see that almost all of them were done in the budget.
But many lawmakers, as well as interest groups, say there's plenty more that needs to be accomplished. The DREAM Act would extend student aid, including now the free tuition for middle-class students at public colleges, to undocumented immigrants. However, it's met resistance in the Senate, which is led by a coalition of Republicans and independent Democrats. And ethics reform was also left out of the budget because the governor says the political will was not there. Nine former associates of Cuomo, including his former closest aide, face federal corruption charges of bribery and bid rigging in connection with the governor's signature economic development projects. John Caney with the reform group Reinvent Albany says lawmakers need to make economic development contracts more transparent to avoid potential corruption in the future.
Something very, very big happened, which was $800 million in public contracts were rigged, and it was front page news, and there are big trials coming up in the fall, and Albany has done nothing to fix the problems that were revealed by that.
Karen Scharf with the reform group Citizen Action says Cuomo and lawmakers also need to act this spring to modernize voting requirements and make it easier to vote through early voting and automatic voter registration, two things the state does not have.
We have a broken democracy where people in New York don't vote. We need to do something about it before we go through another election cycle. They need to come back and make voting easier.
Business groups are also seeking more action from Cuomo and lawmakers. The state's business council will make a push in early May for upgrades to energy infrastructure and to win swifter approval of energy pipelines, which are often stalled due to reviews by the Cuomo administration's environmental agency. Others say the governor and legislature need to do more to respond to potential actions by President Trump and the Republican Congress, which could lead to deep funding cuts and loss of immigrant rights. Mike Kink with the group Strong Economy for All says state lawmakers should act to strengthen reproductive rights for women, including the right to choose abortion, in the light of threats to the landmark Roe v. Wade decision in the U.S. Supreme Court.
New York law should protect reproductive choice. New York law should protect immigrant families. Our tax system should get ready for big budget cuts in Washington.
He says Cuomo and lawmakers should expand the state's existing tax on millionaires and close a loophole known as the carried interest law used by hedge funds to save on taxes. The federal budget is supposed to be finalized in the fall. Kink and others predict that the legislature will be back after October 1st to deal with potential budget cuts in a special session.
Governor Cuomo and the legislative leaders will have no option other than to come back to Albany and to start working things out to protect New York.
Cuomo won a provision in the budget to make unspecified changes later in the year, if needed, to react to potential deep federal funding cuts, though the legislature will have 90 days to come up with their own plan first. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.